Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Fun Friday here on the show. What does that mean? I don't know. You think I got a plan? We got a lot of news to get into here today. And then after we get into the news, it'll be time for fun. We'll take your feedback. We'll open up those phone lines. That's always a lot of fun. And basically talk about anything that is on your mind. We got AEW news. We got WWE news. We got upcoming shows. We got a couple of ratings notes and more. And then, as noted, your feedback. It's always fun to participate in a live radio show, isn't it? If you'd like to, you can send us a text message. The phone number for text messages is 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. If you want to send an email, f4wonline@gmail.com. That is f4wonline@gmail.com. I'm also f4wonline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Got a bunch of cameos I got to do today. If you'd like to jump into the pile, Valentine's Day is coming. What would be better for a cameo? It's f4wonline on Cameo. They're only $25, a steal at this point. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So, send your text messages and emails now. And later on, as noted, we will open up the phone line and the famous international web browser line. So that's the plan. Mike Sempervivi joins us as always today, as well as all of you blokes. And we'll get into all of the news when we come back from the break. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I always love when it's Fun Friday, but we have to start with a story that's no fun.
Oh.
Then we'll try and get into the fun. Asuka still dealing with a concerning situation involving inappropriate fan behavior. January 29th, she sent out a series of messages on social media saying she's been feeling in danger recently, has contacted police about the situation. It involves romantic advances made toward her. She tweeted, "Please don't have romantic feelings for me. It's meaningless, 100% pointless." Followed up a couple of days later saying WWE and TKO were taking action to protect her. Which, by the way, there is an agency that is working on this. I don't know which one, so I don't want to say like the FBI or whatever it could be. But there's definitely work being done. She posted another tweet overnight saying the advances were still happening. There are still people who have romantic feelings for me and are making advances, she wrote. Please stop immediately. She called the situation really troubling, reiterated they are pointless. And that's that. So, I don't know. I have nothing to add. I don't know why people do what they do, but, there's obviously some issues going on, and, hopefully these, issues are remedied quickly.
Yeah, not much to add to that other than just leave talent alone. You know, obviously this is an extreme situation, but even if you think you're doing something innocently at an airport or somewhere out in the public that is not an official meet and greet space, all you're doing is getting in these people's face. And it's just, I'll never really understand that anyway. And then having it taken to this extreme, I hope whichever initialized agency is checking it out can take care of this.
Keep in mind what happened with Sonya Deville. So this is not something to mess around with. I can tell you that. All right. I'm looking at something here because I should have looked at this before, but I didn't.
Please say it's fun.
Think about it at the time. I don't know if you'd consider it fun.
Okay.
But anyway, so there's a video up on YouTube, video.f4wonline.com. I tweeted it today. Now, keep in mind, I don't I don't title these videos, so if you're angry about the title, don't get mad at me about that. If you like the title, Amy could put me over, but again, I didn't title it. But I'll read you the title. Sounds maybe a little more dramatic than it is, but who knows? People that made excuses for WWE and TNA booking are now doing it for AEW. Now,
I don't remember saying that. Is this your video, Brian?
Yes, it was all me. Last night on the Brian and Vinny show. Now, I bring it up because it sounds pretty negative, okay? But here's, and I'm not blaming Brian Rose. He does a great job. Don't throw that guy under the bus, lasting.
Now, Peach on the other side.
Peach I'll throw under the bus, sure. But listen. I went off for a while, 7 straight minutes or whatever, at the beginning of last night's Brian and Vinny show. Mostly because there was a match. I didn't think it was the right booking. And man, oh man, it's still going on our board, the arguments about this match here. And I explained why I thought it was a bad idea. And then everyone comes out of the, not everyone, some people come out of the woodwork defending. And it really struck me that, like, it's a big full circle of life. Same thing happened, you know, when WCW was going down. Same excuses. And then, you know, I heard the same excuses when TNA was having problems. And it was only a few years after WCW. You'd think people would, no, same thing. Heard the same excuses when WWE sucked. And hearing the same excuses now. Now, I do want to make something clear. I do not think the Dynamite booking is like what we saw in WCW. It is much better than WCW booking. It is much better than that TNA booking under Vince Russo. It is much better than when Vince was just completely out to lunch, you know, 2017, 2018 through the end. I mean, whatever you want to say about AEW, the booking is way better than those periods, okay? It is. I'm sorry. It's way better. Now.
It is.
Now, there are things about the booking that I disagree with, okay? But I want to make it clear that one of the big differences is, and one of the things that irritates me, is these are not big problems. There are a lot of little problems that add up to a big problem, okay? But each of those individual problems, they're not a big problem in the sense that, you know, you could just stop doing this. And in a matter of, I don't know how long, certainly not 2 weeks like some people think. But as we saw really with Triple H and WWE is, if you stop doing those stupid things that Vince did, like they turned it around in under 2 years. I mean, they turned it around fast. It wasn't like it needed a decade to fix Vince's 2018-2019 booking. You just had to make a lot of little changes, and they added up to big success. And, you know, the thing with this was like, well, it doesn't matter. You know, this doesn't matter. Everything matters. It all matters, okay? Yes, if you make a change, it might not have any effect on next week's show or the week after. But you make these little changes over time, and over time they add up to big changes. Yeah, I said, you know what? This place needs more recaps. And they've started doing more recaps. Well, now people are like, well, they did more recaps, nothing has changed. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. What do you want here? Like, you got to make these small changes over a long period of time for things to be better, okay? So, the reason I bring this up now is because there's another thing that I saw today that it just happens over and over again, and they keep doing it, and it irritates me. And at the end of the day, it wouldn't be hard to stop doing it, but they keep doing it. And that is the Dynamite overrun. I've been complaining about this and complaining about this and complaining about this. And we saw it again this week. The Dynamite overrun was the least watched thing on the show. It was the least watched in terms of viewership. It was the least watched in terms of 18 to 49. It was the least watched thing on the show. And it is not unusual for this to happen. And part of the reason is they often go to commercial exactly at the top of the hour. And then, like, it's just like, it's done. And I just went over the NXT ratings yesterday. You know, the NXT rating is up year over year in 18 to 49 and in viewership. And you know what? They don't have an overrun. And SmackDown does not have an overrun. And Raw, I mean, it's on Netflix, but like even Raw, it's like it's 2 hours and 30 minutes every week. They don't even go to 36 when they could. It's just a 2 hour and 30 minute show. I know that during the Monday Night Wars, people enjoyed the overruns. The overruns often did very, very well. But it is 2025. The overrun hurts the show. Swerve versus Ricochet, which I really liked, ended up being the least watched thing on the show because it had an overrun that people didn't watch. You know, I've said it countless times. People don't listen. The overrun gets cut off on YouTube TV. People don't see it. Yet every week at 10 o'clock, he's on the phone and he's getting extra time from TBS and TNT at the last minute. I don't understand why. It like could be remedied like this next week. It's just like there are no more overruns. We're going to end at the top of the hour. Time the show out correctly. If your thing goes long, you're going to get punched. I don't care what you have to do. You can end on time. Collision does. Well, actually, Collision doesn't. They do the overrun too. But like sometimes you can look at things and in theory, yes, you're going to pick up viewers from the next. Like that's all great in theory. Or we can look at reality. And the reality is it was the least watched thing on the show. It's not the only time. Sometimes Dave will defend it and say, well, you know, it wasn't. It went up. He's talking about 18 to 49. But in fact, they lost a bunch of viewers during that period. It loses viewers almost all the time. So why do we do it? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to get into fun after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, just for fun, I did go through as far as I could, as quickly as I could during the break, just to find out here what we've got. And this is what I got, okay? So,
all right.
Between December 25th and January 6th, there was exactly one overrun that showed what I would call growth, okay? That was January 8th. Which, you know what's ironic about that? I think it was a Kenny Omega. I think it was like Kenny Omega's return. The match that like Brian Cage forgot about, or Kenny forgot that he had the match with Brian Cage. Anyway, the point is January 8th, in the last 6 weeks, is literally the only overrun that showed like decent growth, okay? February 6th, the overrun was the lowest rated thing on the show. January 29th, lowest rated thing on the show. January 22nd, lowest rated thing on the show. January 15th, it gained 5,000 viewers, but was essentially tied as the lowest rated quarter on the show. January 1st, lowest rated thing on the show. December 25th, lowest rated thing. Like, what do we have to do here? Like, it's not good.
Well, I think one of the things I think some people need to do is stop saying it gained viewers. If you're being a little disingenuous about it, in my opinion, like this week, it did gain viewers. It was up 1%. It was 198,000 people, 18 to 49. So you can say, without lying, yes, the overrun did gain viewers. The problem is you started with 278,000 viewers in that demo, and even if you're only counting from the second quarter on, it's 246,000. So if you lose 50,000 people, but then you pick up 2,000 at the end, I mean, that's an issue. And again, you can say, well, hey, it's working. It went up. It goes up. But if that's what's happening, it's really disingenuous, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people do that. They look at just that green bar on WrestleNomics and go, it was up. But then you look at the rest of the deep red, and that's the issue.
So we got Kevin Owens doing a tweet. It's still called a tweet, even though it's not Twitter. He did an X on Friday saying that his daughter was selling Girl Scout cookies.
Buy some Samoas.
And if we bought some, he vowed to keep wrestling for 4 years, 11 months, and 22 more days.
That's oddly specific.
So anyway, if you haven't figured it out yet, he's re-signed with WWE.
8 days ago, I'd assume.
Which I think we all figured was going to happen. He might have signed a 5-year, 2-month deal. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. So, whatever it is, it's good for him. And good for him. I like Kevin Owens. I've always liked Kevin Owens a lot. I love him. I love watching
him. Kevin Owens
wrestle.
Is a great wrestler and a smart guy.
Smart guy, great guy in the time. Now, granted, it's been mostly in fan type of things, so, but always tremendous. And they own Quebec. I mean, for as much as AEW and other promotions would love to try to get into Canada, boy, that's tough sledding with WWE, and especially in the province of Quebec, and you have Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They are there at a great time right now, and look forward to seeing what they're going to do with each other at WrestleMania, if it is going to be with each other, but that's fantastic news moving forward, because even if Kevin Owens stopped today being a professional wrestler, you can slap a pair of headphones on him. There's about a zillion things that guy could do or I would want him to do for my company, so good.
Well, it's got a CMLL Trios Showcase match. Oh, I got to talk about this because there was some confusion. So, Dynamite this week airs Wednesday, okay? So, if you just watch the show, it airs Wednesday, okay, in the normal Dynamite time slot. However, as some of you might have noticed, when they put up the graphic for MJF versus Dustin, the date was Tuesday, is when that match is taking place. And in fact, when Dustin did his promo, he challenged MJF for next Tuesday. So there was like, what? Is the show Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, the show is both. They are taping it on Tuesday so they can head to Australia, but it is airing on Wednesday. Now, I don't think it really matters all that much, but it is an odd thing that they had a graphic for Tuesday and they had the guy promote a match on Tuesday, but the show's actually airing on Wednesday. So, I mean, I guess they're trying to sell tickets for Tuesday if you're in the area, but there was a lot of confusion thinking that, like, the show's on Tuesday this coming week. It is not.
Well, they've done that with their live events. They'll show the commercial and it's, you know, collision and everything, and it would be a day, it's not Saturday, that it's going to be on. And I just think in this case, they just didn't do a good job differentiating the two. And you had Dustin on top of it slipping up and actually giving the date he was going to have the match on. So it's just one of those small things that they need to work out. Their graphics situation has gotten better since the beginning of the year. And that was another thing that people were on them about. It's just one of those little things you got to do and slip through the cracks this time.
All right, let's get some feedback going here. Text me, everybody. 425-780-7566 is the phone number for text messages. And I will open up the phone lines in the final segment of the show. And, hey, what do you want to talk about? WWE? AEW? Dynamite? We got big shows coming up. We got that big NXT show.
I got a question for you.
When did I not recognize Lola Vice, by the way?
That what now? How did you not recognize
Lola
Vice?
No, when did I not? I was accused of not recognizing Lola Vice. When?
Really?
That's what I heard this morning. Somebody was mad at me.
You know who Jada Parker is, though, right?
When did I not recognize her?
Miss Parker.
So anyway, what were you going to ask?
You going to go to that Defy show tonight? Looks pretty good.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I can't go tonight.
Oh, why not?
Well, first off, I'm freaking snowed in. Second off, I can't go tonight.
Wait a second. Are they not having the show then? There's that much snow on the ground? Are we going to have to worry about Kenta and Ricky Starks?
Well, you know, some people have vehicles that drive just fine in the snow. Others do not. So I am not going to a city that is renowned for how hilly it is in my car, which does not do well on icy hills. I can't go tonight anyway, so leave me alone.
Oh, come on. Get Swerve on the blower. I'll pick you up in the big Hummer that he has. It'd be fantastic. Take the whole family with you. It'd be great.
All righty. Well, I see people still arguing about those max numbers. I'm going to ignore that.
Oh, well.
What is this? Can you add a ticker to the bottom right of the Twitch feed that gives us live updates on how many steps ahead the final boss is on a daily basis? How many steps ahead?
Well,
are you talking about Rock when he goes, I'm steps ahead of everybody?
Oh, I thought you were doing all the steps.
I thought I was talking about, were they getting more steps than me?
You and Lance should have a competition, though.
How many steps ahead is getting angry that true reports of not being at Mania are being reported? Well, you know, Rock did get mad that it was reported he wouldn't be at Mania in a match. And now it looks like he's not going to be at Mania in a match. So he is many steps ahead.
Yeah.
I think he's so far, he's like step past WrestleMania, and he's like talking about another Mania down the road.
Is he playing 5D chess to the people playing 4D chess while the rest of us play checkers?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but that's a good question.
And are there still Chinese checkers, or is that have they changed the name of that?
Do you remember the first time you heard your voice on the radio? Did you call into Coast to Coast as a child or something like that? You want to know what it is, a kid?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know any better because I was a kid. But, like, you know, my parents listen to all these 70s music and they watch all these 60s and 70s shows. And so, like, when I was a kid, you know, I always liked the Monkees. You know the Monkees?
Yeah.
Well, we had a local radio station around here, Cube 93, that, you know, they would have the call-in line, call in and request a song or whatever, and we'll put you on the air. So I used to always call Cube 93 when I was, like, 8. And I would ask him to play the Monkees. And I was always so mad that my call never got on the air and they never play the monkeys. Gee, I wonder why. But anyway, no, I never called into Art Bell.
Wow.
And
definitely didn't call into any sports talk shows.
When I was on the air, it was live, so it's hard to listen to myself on the air when the show was live. So I'm not sure I've heard my voice on the radio yet.
No, that's the big problem for people. They want to hear themselves on the radio, which is a problem for the stations they're calling into because, you know, that feedback thing. You know, please, caller, turn your radios down.
The other issue is I didn't really want to hear myself on the radio.
And you know what? If you just go back and listen to either of our voices, anybody's voices when the show started, because of just our ages and technology, we all sound completely different, and you can tell the eras of what microphones and equipment that we're using over the past 20 years here. You just do that and find out.
Hey, you know what's funny about being on the radio, guys? Those of you that have never done a podcast or anything like that?
What's that?
Well, everybody remembers when they first heard a recording of their voice for the first time, and they hated it.
Yeah.
Because allegedly, like, the voice you hear in your head is different from the voice that comes across in the recording.
That was concrete.
Except when you've done it for a long time, it in fact sounds exactly the same. If I hear a recording of my voice, it sounds exactly the same as the voice that I hear in my head. So I don't know what everyone else is all on about. Maybe you just got to get used to it.
There's a lot of voices in your head that you should probably, you know, get a second opinion on.
The voice that you hear on a recording, everybody, is what you sound like. If it's a decent mic. If it's a terrible mic, it could sound a little bit different, but in general, if you're talking to a normal mic, I'm sorry, that's what everyone else hears.
Tell them about mirrors after the break.
I had a real weird mirror experience yesterday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What'd that guy say about the Hindenburg disaster?
You sounded like the announcer at the beginning of it.
I did not sound like the man from the Hindenburg disaster. Takes a whole... What is this?
I don't know. What is it?
So you need an old-timey mic to sound like the guy from the Hindenburg disaster. But,
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, the humanity!
Look at you. Oh,
Pac-Man says, I'd love to listen to a 20-minute segment of Brian trying to explain why mirrors flip your image left-right, but not top-bottom. Guessing he'd start with because you have two eyes. What does two eyes have to do with
it? I don't know. They change how you look, though. That's
the mirror flips you this way because you're looking at this... That way. Why would it flip you upside down? That doesn't even make any sense.
And objects in them are closer than they appear.
No, not always. Only sometimes. Should I do the entire show like this? Like an old-timey radio show host?
Oh, we can see.
I do want to go to the phones because I got to hear from this person here. Because we have somebody from Australia on the international web browser line who wants to talk about Grand Slam Australia. So let's hear from Sam. You're on the air. What's going on? From Australia. That was my fault, Sam. Yes, Sam.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I did have a question about Grand Slam. Dave kind of talked about it on Observer Radio. Do you expect them to add dark matches or anything like that to kind of fill out the card?
I sure hope so.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, all we're getting is a two-hour show, and that's all we know about. And I think there is kind of a big feeling of kind of a disappointing, length of show.
Well, I mean, look, you got to look at it this way, though. This is basically a collision. And so what you might get is some Ring of Honor matches. Would you be happy with that or no?
Not particularly.
Not particularly.
Now, Sam, you don't have to be everywhere. But has there been any, from what you've seen, local promotion? And if so, what have they been doing to try to target people or get people riled up for the show?
There's nothing I've seen personally, but I am in Melbourne, not Brisbane, so I am traveling up for the show. They could be doing stuff in Brisbane, but I have not seen really a lot aside from emails and stuff that I am signed up.
How long is it going to take to get there?
Like 4 hours, I think.
Oh, wow. Four hours. Well, let me ask you one other question. So when they announced the show, what were you expecting as a fan?
I was expecting a pretty big card, to be honest. I thought while it was still the stadium show that they would need to stack the card to kind of sell enough tickets. Obviously, they couldn't sell a lot, which is why this has happened. But I was expecting, a big card.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in from Australia. Hope you have a fun time at the show. Hope we get some dark matches. But I will say that, it's true they never promoted it as a pay-per-view. They never promoted it as a Max special. They never promoted it as anything.
No, and to be fair, Grand Slam in America has been a TV event.
But at the end of the day, the fact that they booked a giant stadium, I think a lot of people, when they did that, presumed it would be a much bigger show than a two-hour collision. So there is that. But it was never advertised as anything more than that.
No, and it's like Tony saying, hey, this was always going to be a TV event. I don't know if that's the case. Now, he's being a promoter. So, hey, the NBA presented us with this deal and the network presented us this deal right behind All-Star Weekend. But did it originally, was it originally envisioned as being that? I tend to doubt it. But again, you got to deal with what they're dealing with and trying to put their foot forward.
All right. The phone lines are full, but if they open up, you can give us a call at 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275, which I chose, by the way, because it sounded like one of the numbers on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. And you can also use the international web browser line, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. And you can call from anywhere in the universe on your browser. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, I was Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes.
Wanted to know, do you think that they might be waiting on Luchasaurus' health to improve to maybe bring him back to be the one who actually costs Christian the briefcase? I know they've teased it a little bit in the past, but it's been a while, and of course he's been out for a while, so I was kind of wondering, you know, if they might be doing that.
I mean, that is certainly a possibility. I have no idea what's going on with Luchasaurus. I haven't heard anything for a while. Hopefully he's doing better. I mean, he was doing better the last report I heard. But I know some people like to think there's no chance that Copeland is going to cost him the briefcase, but I still believe that's what's going on here. But I guess we shall find out. And, you know, when you think about it, it should absolutely be a Luchasaurus. Like, the idea should be that an upcoming star is the one that prevents the star's cash-in. You do it with Christian and Copeland. It's the exact same thing we've been talking about for weeks. That's something that puts everybody in the same position they were in before it happened. Copeland screws Christian. Copeland's in the exact same spot. Christian's in the exact same spot. We need to elevate people here. We need people to come out of feuds, come out of programs, come out of wins at a higher level than they were before. And right now, a lot of the booking is just keeping everybody in the exact same spot.
Well,
so,
in theory, with that briefcase, Christian Cage moves into a more of a main event spot. And I think you can change that very easily by having Samoa Joe be the one that takes that from him. You could do it in Los Angeles coming up, which is Joe's, you know, his hometown, his location. Do it there. And then that way, again, Christian in that group drops back down to probably where they should be, because as great and entertaining as Christian, I think, can be, as tired as some of his material is, he's great. But he shouldn't be in the mix with Omega and Takeshita and Ospreay and Joe and those guys. I just feel that's the case. So have him drop down. Make Kip and Nick Wayne a team that is worth seeing. Get them in the mix. Do some things. But again, all the best to Luchasaurus, too, at the beginning of all of this. Who knows when he's coming back?
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. This is Jacob from Long Island. I know I'm a month late here, but I have a prediction for you.
Oh, good.
Here's my prediction.
Okay.
John Cena will retire as a champion, and next year's Royal Rumble will be for the WWE Championship in Saudi Arabia. How about that?
Oh, no.
You know what? Man, oh, man.
No.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I will say this. Every year we do have a prediction, sometimes multiple predictions like this, where when you hear it, you're like, oh, man, that guy's winning for sure. That guy never wins. But I will say, that's a great prediction and a great idea. So
it's a great business idea. As far as me personally, I don't like that idea at all to do that. But if you want to make the Royal Rumble even more over the top for Saudi Arabia, that's a great way to do it, I guess.
I mean, if you think about it, the idea of holding off that John Cena win all year, and like he fails at Mania, he fails at SummerSlam, and like he finally wins that title at like Survivor Series. And who better to give the speech than John Cena, where he just goes, I won it. I accomplished my goal. I do not need to be taking up TV time. There's so many great young wrestlers who could be fighting for this title. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it up and give everybody a chance at the Royal Rumble to be the next champion. I mean, realistically, someone should beat him for the title.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't put it past them to do this idea.
No, especially if the Saudis will go, and they could very well do this, we'll give you $10 million to have the John Cena official retirement celebration and belt passing ceremony. Like, they will spend money on anything. So because of that reason, it's absolutely believable. I mean, we're at the point where the Royal Rumble is in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, anything literally can happen at this point if there's bucks involved.
And you know, the other thing, too, is if you want to make a star off John Cena, it doesn't have to be beating him for the title. You could have him win at Survivor Series and then announce, like, you know, I'm vacating the title, but I got three dates left, and I want to face these three guys. And somebody can beat John Cena in his retirement match as your big star-making moment. I mean, you can do it that way as well. It doesn't have to be beating him for the title. You can make a new star merely by beating him in his final match.
I don't know if you can. You know, you could, and there's a lot of things in Obafemi or something, but I think in John Cena's case, yeah, you could probably make a new star, but it'll probably be galvanizing somebody else's, whether that be a Punk or a Drew or something like that. I mean, when you look at the scenario, and like Carmelo Hayes right now, I don't think could have beat a John Cena, and there's no way you could talk people into believing it. So if they do decide to go that route, I will be very interested to see who's actually able to crack through into the incredible group they have now.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Michael from Rochester. Thank you, Brian and Mike, for taking my call. And I 100% agree with you about your points about AEW that you had at the beginning of the show. And I also heard the argument that you and Dynamite Dave had on the Wrestling Observer Radio the other night about the tag match on AEW Dynamite. And it feels like to me, as someone who has read Dave's stuff since the 90s and has listened to both of you guys for over 20 years, that ever since WWE has gotten better, basically since late 2022, that Dave has become much, much more of an insufferable jerk. And I listened to that argument, and you made, like, really solid points. And instead of, like, him just maybe disagreeing with you and moving on, he just went on and on and on. And I got to give you credit, because I could never put up with that. And
well,
Dave has just become more and more unhinged the more WWE gets better and better.
I don't think he's unhinged. I appreciate the call, but I don't want to...
Do me a favor. Call him a solo show and say all those same things about Brian, because I agree with all of them.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you. See, the thing with that argument, I don't want to get into it here because I got into it on the board, is like, Dave is right that there is a template to booking certain things, okay? But like, he brings up, you know, what's his name? Yeah, actually, it was a bunch of names. It was like Bill Watts, and, you know, they would have done it the exact same way.
Bookers, like,
yeah,
Roy
bookers
Shire
in the past would have booked
Eddie
it
Graham.
The exact same way.
Okay.
And it's like, hold on a second, okay? If you have a template that Bill Watts used, okay, the idea that you can just do that for any group of people at any time, okay? If it were that easy, every company would have tons of stars. You just copy a template. But it's not about just the template. It's like the right person in the right match at the right time. If you use the same template at the right place at the right time with the right people, it works. If you use that template in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, it doesn't work. There's no template that is universally going to work. And that template didn't work for that tag match, I thought. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Oh, I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, that was a fun Friday. Jiminy Christmas. Hey, you never know what'll happen when you open up those phone lines.
That's true. That's why we open them up.
That is true. Well, listen. Got a lot up on the site today. Had a Brian and Vinny show last night where reviewed AEW Dynamite, NXT. Apparently didn't recognize Lola Vice. I still haven't figured out where that was.
Yeah, really, honestly. That's
that's like a good example, by the way, of like Lola Vice is recognizable, okay?
Yeah.
If I missed her, it's not on me, okay? That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
Were you able to recognize Jada Parker in those shorts standing next to the announce desk?
I didn't need to because she was just right there the whole time. They actually had a segment on NXT where I was very thankful because they were doing some backstage segment and some blonde rushed onto frame and attacked somebody.
Yeah.
And they only showed her from behind, so like all you saw was blonde hair. And I was like, who in God's name is that? And to their credit, the announcers immediately identified who it was. And if they hadn't, I would have had no earthly idea who was that rushed in. So
they should actually bring back the parking lot attack and just have it be somebody in a blonde wig. And it could be one of 78 different people that they could have a mystery around.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, are we getting a new Observer Live today? Peach Machine asked a half hour ago.
Can we talk about this week? Actually, we're not going to talk.
What week?
This week.
How many disasters we've had?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a lot.
I still got a video of Tuesday's show somebody could put up if they want it.
But the point is, I barreled on through, and here we are. We have ended Fun Friday. We finished out the week on a high note. Everything worked out. And so we look forward to a fun weekend for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.